and to revisit this amount with your indulgence.
Dwayne, the basis of the bench contracts is that they, various contractors, potential vendors, I should say, give you some sort of hourly amount that they're going to charge to do a specific type of service?
That's correct. They usually give it by classification, depending on what we're looking for. It could be project management goes by certain hourly rates, technical people go by certain hourly rates. So it's usually a labor classification of their current rates of which they normally charge government agencies.
Okay. And in cases where we had to basically go out and do an RFP or do a bid because we exceeded the cap for the bench, what were the sort of hourly rates for those types of bids in comparison to the rates that we had established on the bench? Do we save money? Is it about the same? Is it more?
We typically always want to save money. So whichever one that, whichever process that we follow, our clear objective is to try to reduce the cost as much as we can. It's very difficult because I've not had an opportunity to compare one process versus another in terms of the bench contracting. You're kind of dealing with apples and oranges because these are very specific to ITD and the Measure R stuff as opposed to instructional side where there's the scope of work is highly different.
So what I'm trying to understand is if under the bench I'll make up a number that we have like $100 an hour or $250 an hour maybe, and that was for contracts up to $59,006 or $60,006, whatever the number is. Now, say we had to put out a bid or an RFP for some contract that was a couple hundred thousand dollars. Would the rate still have been that around 250, or would it be less because we bid it?
Chuck, let me go after that since this is an area that I pay a lot of attention to. To be blunt, we're very shameless about trying to do qualifications creep in those rates.